Niamh, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. Yeah. I'm never texting your show again.
Why?
Because you ring me. No.
Don't be saying that now. Tell us about Christy Moore.
I didn't like it. I wouldn't go again. I didn't like it at all. I think he's very rude, very ignorant on stage. He discourages people singing along. He actually stops performing when people start to sing.
Oh.
I just thought he was... No, I didn't like him.
Okay,
didn't
like
him at all. And I don't... Like, people pay money for tickets, and that's why he is where he is. No, I'm not saying that's just why he is where he is, but where would anyone be without their fans, without people paying money for tickets? And when you go to a gig, surely you can sit there. We were sitting in a very nice hotel in a big ballroom, and when anyone starts to sing, he actually stopped.
Mm. Tell me where you went to see him. It was a concert. Like, there's nothing secret about that. Where'd you go and see him?
No, I went to see him in Mullingar Park Hotel.
Mullingar Park. And when did you go and see him?
A little while ago, yeah.
Like,
brought my parents.
Years, months, days?
A couple of years ago, yeah.
Okay, so let's say 2 years ago for the purpose of this chat.
And
how many of you went?
Four of us went. I brought my parents. I bought four tickets and I roped them in.
Yeah.
Because I always wanted to see him. I always liked his music. Not saying I would have been a big fan and followed him around, but
sure.
I did like his music.
Yeah, and can I...
And I like going to concerts.
Of course, and can I ask you how much you paid for the tickets? Can you remember?
But I can't. I'm honest to God, I really can't.
Okay.
I can't remember.
And what sort of concerts would you go to?
But listen, it doesn't matter how much you pay for tickets. I went to see James Blunt. The tickets were very cheap. One of the best gigs I was at. I paid €145 to sit in front of Elton John, which wasn't a good concert.
Isn't it funny?
I don't believe in, like, it doesn't matter how much the tickets were. If you like somebody's music, regardless
anything,
of who it is
and
what age you are, you know, if you get enjoyment from watching Niall Horan and you're 80, that's great. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who else do you go and see? You obviously love your music, so who else do you go and see?
I'd go to see anybody. I wouldn't have to really like them. Do you know what I mean? I'd go and see any kind of music because I like going to concerts and because I'd like to say I've seen them. So let's say I saw Diana Ross years ago.
Yeah.
I saw Michael Jackson.
Wow.
I saw Phil Collins when he played with Genesis.
Yeah.
I saw Jimmy Blunt. I saw Beyonce recently. I thought it was dreadful.
Beyonce was rubbish.
Different.
You're the first person I've heard say Beyonce was rubbish.
No, I didn't like Beyonce.
Why not?
No, I got the ticket for free, which is always a bonus, but I thought she was a bit of a diva. She left people waiting for a while, sitting in the O2. No, didn't like it.
But you liked James Blunt?
I thought he was fantastic.
Wow.
And you know what? At the time, he had about 10 songs. And I actually sneered him going in because the ticket was bought for me for my birthday and it was one of the best gigs I was at.
Great. Okay. Now, in all the gigs you've mentioned, Blunt, Elton John, Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, Genesis, Beyonce, are all songs or singers that you, with great big anthems and you could all light your lighter or get the phone out and sing along?
Yeah.
Good. Now, Christy Moore, on the other hand, is a folk singer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So... He has
and the point, what do you mean, what's the point?
The point is that for some people, folk singing is, and look, I'm not a folk head, I like music, but I'm just saying that I would understand from reading newspapers and listening to conversations that Christy Moore isn't into sing-alongs. And yet somebody just sent a text in and said they were at a gig and they sang along all the way through and they said he was great crack and you're coming on saying that you had a terrible time because you couldn't sing along.
Well, I'm not saying I had a terrible time. I'm just telling you how it was from where I was sitting. You know what I mean?
He discouraged
people from...
You said you're never going to go... Right.
No, I would not go and see him again for that reason.
That doesn't suggest that you had a great time.
No, I didn't. I don't think... Listen, I wasn't going to get up with a pint in my hand and start shouting and roaring and you know, get up on the stage, put my arm around him and sing along with him. But I do think that if somebody's at a concert and they've paid 40 or 50 euro and they're out for a night with whoever to enjoy the music, that they should be able to sit there and, you know... And I didn't ask for a microphone. I mean, I wasn't, you know, I didn't want to do a set on my own with them.
So when did Christy start reacting to the crowd?
Well, just when there was... When you could hear that kind of din across the audience where people were kind of just joining in, he actually just pulled back and kind of stopped himself. And it was quite uncomfortable. Now, look, listen, the grand scheme of things, you know, I just wouldn't go again. Just wouldn't go again.
Just wasn't for you.
No, I don't like that kind of thing. I don't like anyone saying, like, yes, he's a professional. Yes, he's very good at what he does. But, you know, why would you stop your fans from singing along with you? Like, what's the big deal? What, you can't do it properly, or you sing out a tune, or, you know what, Niamh, you're not a good singer. I know that.
Well, a text says, I'm a Christy Moore loving primary teacher. As a regular Christy concert attendee, Christy has often said that people pay to hear him sing, not the person beside you.
Okay. Look, yeah.
So you're sitting there and he's singing Nancy Spain, right? That's a quiet tune. And and it's a beautiful folk song, and he's singing that song. And there's somebody beside you who, and rightly or wrong, they've paid for their ticket, they love Christy Moore, and they're bang out of tune, and they're singing it along aloud. You've paid 30 quid, 50 quid to see Christy Moore.
Yeah.
And Christy says, lads, come on, hang on. Jesus, it's a slow song, just for this one, right? You can sing along with Liz June Varner, but for this one.
Doesn't say that. He doesn't encourage you to sing along with any of them.
So what's the...
Listen, yeah. I just text in just to say that was my experience.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what this show's about.
Oh, yeah, I text quite often.
You're great. And I appreciate it. We wouldn't be here if you didn't. In fairness. Okay, so look, we'll put it out there, and it just gets the thing going, and it puts a point across, because as I say, the other argument is that he does let people sing. Maybe it's the mood. Debbie's on to say, I totally agree with that woman. I saw Christy Moore in Mullingar. I was at that concert as well. It's like he wants his audience to sit in awe of him and worship him. No one's allowed to enjoy themselves because he's so miserable. I wouldn't go to see him again if he was playing in my front garden. Yet, I would imagine, I saw Christy Moore a few years ago, same scenario. He discouraged clap along and sing along. For an artist who writes lots of those types of things, songs, it's very odd.
Yeah.
And then
I just think that's all part of the enjoyment of a night, to go out, you know, and enjoy the music and sing along. Now, look, I do take your point. If you're sitting beside a woman or a man who's an absolute avid Christy Moore fan and they go to hear him sing, they're not going to pay to hear Niamh Ryan singing and probably out of tune with a glass of wine on her. Do you know what I mean? I do take that point.
That is a fair point for that type of gig. Like at Beyonce, where you can't hear yourself think, it doesn't matter. But Christy's a different story. Does Niamh go to concerts, Con and Claire says, to hear herself sing or the artist? Well, you know what he's saying there. That's the same point.
Oh, look, I go to enjoy the music. I mean, I don't take over. I don't jump up on stage and look for a microphone. But, I mean, I do go to enjoy the music. And part of that enjoyment is singing along.
The anti-Beyonce heads are on now. Caroline was on to say, I saw Beyonce last May with the Carter Tour, part one. I have all her CDs. I was so disappointed with the concert. More dancing and costume changes and hearing Let Me Hear Y'all. I thought I was the only one who didn't enjoy her. So you've got a little gang there.
Now, you see.
Gang. Emer was on. Agree with your caller about Beyonce. Outrageous to keep out kids, and I was waiting 2 hours before appearing on stage. She had no interaction with the audience. Completely superficial. Waste of money. Go and see Gary Barlow. Yes. Best concert in every regard.
I'd say that Elton John was the same. His tickets were quite expensive. He sat, he came out, he played the piano. I think there were €145 there in the good days, of course, when nobody batted an eyelid at paying that money for a concert. And he just came out, he played the piano almost to himself and got up and left.
I was talking to somebody last week who said that he was among the most unpleasant guests they've ever met on a programme, which I thought was intriguing, because I've never met him. I don't know what he's like, but that's just what people say. Shelley in Cork is on to say, I've been to see Christy Moore concert. We sang along. He didn't have an issue. I have Christy Moore live at the Point CD. You can hear clearly singing in the background on all the tracks. However, I've been to see David Gray and he asked people not to sing along. Good.
Okay.
Listen, Niamh, you've got the ball rolling anyway, for better or for worse, as they say, and it's been good to talk to you.
You too.
Have a great day, won't you?
Take care. See you too. Bye-bye.
Talking about heckling teachers, and then we've been talking about heckling at Christy Moore concerts and Christy not being happy about that, and then Christy being very happy with it, depending on what concert you went and what night of the week you visited him. Rosemary, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
How's the world?
That's fantastic. Lovely sunny day.
Yeah, the sun came out.
And myself and my two lovely teenagers are gone on holidays on the 10th of May. So we're all happy. Everything's great in the world.
Oh, that sounds good to me. Where are you going on holidays?
Well, we're going to end up in San Francisco, but we're going to take in Boston, Rhode Island, Vegas, and Long Beach in Los Angeles, and then up to San Francisco for 5 days.
That's a proper holiday.
I either do it all or nothing. I'm just one of those people. Like, I'm completely over the top when I do something, but I mightn't do it for ages, you know.
It's like a B movie in the 50s, The Woman the Recession Forgot.
I know, yeah. It's just like I just said, okay, listen, I'm getting older. I probably won't want to go anywhere in a few years, and I might as well do it now before the teenagers don't want to be with me anymore, because they're 16 and 17 now, and they haven't really been in pubs. They're not into pubs or anything yet, so once they start going to pubs with their friends, they won't come anywhere with me. So,
you've decided to break the bank and do it properly and go for it.
I totally blew the bank out. I mean, I had to get a loan and everything, but it's worth it.
I think I like your style. I think you're doing the right thing. Now, tell me this much. Why are we talking today? Because how do we get to heckling with you and concerts?
Well, because I think concerts are there to be, like, you go there to absolutely forget everything, to sing along with the crowd. You're there with, it's all about the love, it's about the camaraderie, it's the feeling of togetherness. And if everyone knows the words and everyone's singing the same words and everyone's standing up and dancing, it's just the best. Like, I think the best gigs I've ever been to are the ones where everyone is singing together, and the artist is loving it, and he's holding the mic out, and everyone's. I mean, if you want to hear the perfect version, you can hear the version at home. I'm sure you have the record if you're at the concert. And I mean, I've been to like loads of concerts like that I would never thought I'd have enjoyed, like Jennifer Lopez and stuff like that. And it's just fantastic. Even Westlife. I mean, you can know all the words. Everyone's singing. It's just great. Crack. It's the crack. That's what it's about. It's about the. It's not about like being quiet. Like that feels like there's rules. There shouldn't be rules. And I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get what the artist gets out of that. I just don't.
Yeah, I think some artists, and Christy, I think, is among them, is one of these guys. Says, look, I'm singing a folk song. It's a quiet song. It's meant to be beautiful and respectful. And then when
if it's a new single, or something. But like, if it's a song everyone knows, and I think it's a little bit arrogant, a little bit self-indulgent, because only for your fans, you wouldn't be there, and you should be there to make them happy, not to make them feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Certainly, you shouldn't point it out.
Well, somebody was saying that, you know, this is the way Christy rolls. In other words, don't be surprised. You've heard how he is. He likes songs to be respected as he sees it. Sometimes he likes quiet on his gigs.
But I don't know. I like a lot of Christy Moore songs, and I know people love him, like, really love him.
Yeah,
and know
passionately,
all the words. Yeah, but they sing along to the words in their cars and vans, and I've been with them, and, you know, like, I think it's a bit much, to be honest. I don't know. I think it's out of touch.
Will you be going to see any gigs in the States?
I'll be going to see Britney with my two teams. I'm dragging my son along because my daughter will come willingly, but it'll be my fourth time seeing her, and everyone will be singing every single song, every word, and I don't care. I hope they are. I hope everyone's standing up, because the good thing about Britney Spears gigs is nobody tells you to sit down. Like, you know the way.
The other good thing about you guys singing is at least somebody in the concert is singing, because she won't be singing on stage. She'll be miming. So that's handy.
Well, she's hardly going to be standing there and miming and not making a sound.
No, I know.
I mean, she'll be singing the song, and if the production team feel that it's not coming out perfectly, they'll switch it to playback, which they do for everybody. They do it for Beyonce.
What does that mean, switch it to playback? I don't understand that.
Okay, the whole concert is recorded now. I don't care if you go to Michael Jackson. This Is It was recorded. If you saw the making of This Is It, like I saw that with Michael Jackson.
I love that song.
No. This Is It was
this
the concert.
Is it, here I am. That song. Now, the concert, yes, I know what you mean.
No, I don't know about it. No. It's the making of his tour that never was.
Gotcha.
His residency.
Yeah.
So if you see that, they are making the playback, which is going to be played underneath his voice and under the music, so that if anything goes wrong at the gig, which is insured for megabucks, the insurance company require that there's a backup in case that something goes wrong, like the microphones go off, the speakers break, the lighting breaks, something. There's always like, it's like plan B.
Yeah.
And with heavy dancing going on, Britney is, like, she's obviously singing the song, but they will turn her mic down and they'll turn up the playback, because it'll be stronger and it'll be like over her voice, it'll sound better. And nobody even cares it anyway. Yeah,
but you're wrecking it for me. I feel like Toto going behind the curtain. I didn't know. Oh.
But I mean, they do that at every concert. Yes, you did.
I don't really go to many concerts, but I didn't know that. I don't go to concerts for
the
dance.
They do it with everyone.
So I went to see Tony.
It's to do with insurance. And also, I'm telling you, nobody hears the voice. Like, it's all singing and screaming and cheering and having fun and dancing. And
but maybe Christy Moore likes the quiet because he's actually singing the song rather than we're all going to listen to him playing a tape.
Well, maybe he does, and maybe that's fine. But I've been to U2. I've been to everybody. I've just, like,
seen
the amount of concerts I've been to is unreal.
Why have you seen Britney Spears four times?
I've seen David Bowie, The Cranberries, Sinead O'Connor. I mean, like, I've seen everyone, but okay. I've seen U2, The Sugar Cubes, The Pixies, New Order, Public Image Limited.
Wow.
I've never been to a gig where people don't sing.
Gotcha. I got you. You love your music, don't you?
I love all kinds of music,
yeah.
And I think if you go there, have a good time. I mean, I was a punk rocker when I was like 19, and then I lived in San Francisco for 6.5 years. I was into grunge and metal and stuff, and I was always into Madonna and ABBA as well, though. Like, I mean, I think it's all lovely stuff. I think it sounds good to you.
You're the opposite
you
of a music. You're the opposite of a music snob. I like that. You're very
exactly.
open-minded.
And I like Barbra Streisand, and I love Islands in the Stream is a beautiful song, and I love. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Like, what a great song that is. You
so
know?
Your iPod must be amazing.
I don't even have an iPod. I'm completely. I don't even know how to work my phone music.
Okay, you're one of those.
I'm one of these people that makes compilation CDs with, Ricky Lee Jones, Queen, Barbra Streisand.
It's all in there.
It's all in there, and I don't mind who, like, I get, like, strange looks because I'm, like, the biggest Britney fan in the world, and everyone thinks it's crazy, but, like, I reckon there's a lot of people in the closet about a lot of music they like, you know?
I think so, too. I mean, because you remind me, as you speak, of Sinead O'Connor, the singer, because you've got this very cool take on the world and, like, an extraordinary database of music that you love, obviously, that you're not a snob. I like that.
Yeah, good.
Have you been to see Sinead O'Connor?
I think more people should admit what they like and stop being painting themselves into a corner and saying, oh, I don't like that kind of music. Because then if they do like it, they're like a fake.
Have you ever been to see Sinead O'Connor concert?
I've been twice to Sinead O'Connor.
And how was it?
Absolutely unbelievable. I don't know how she can sing those notes without even like looking like she's making an effort. She just sits there and it all comes out. I know every word of every single Sinead O'Connor album.
So she'd be a pin dropper, right? Her voice is so immaculate and beautiful.
Absolutely.
So would you, if you were sitting beside somebody at a Sinead concert and she starts singing Nothing Compares to You, all right? And you started, some guy beside you had about 3 or 4 pints. He's not messy, but he's enjoying it. Starts singing that song out of tune beside you aloud. Are you cool with that?
I don't know. It never happened. It's never happened.
Mm.
Everyone just shuts up when she sings.
See, that's
like,
the thing.
And the quieter she goes, the quieter the crowd goes.
Yeah, that's some skill in itself.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I enjoyed talking to you. You're going to have some holiday. I kind of wish I could come, but like, not that I was invited.
Oh, you're welcome. You can meet us anywhere. We'll make room. We'll make room wherever we are.
Yeah, just.
I'm booking at the moment. It's going crazy. I'm booking apartments in some places because we're going to be there for a while.
You're going to have a ball. I really like what you're doing. Enjoy every minute of it, won't you?
It's going to be an education, but it'll be money well spent.
Yeah, I think so too. Enjoy it all. And thanks so much for talking to us this morning.
Best wishes.
Look
Ryan,
after yourself. See you soon.
You too, bye.
Sammy, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Best concert in the world ever was...
Ever.
Christy Moore?
Nope.
No, okay. Who?
Kylie Minogue,
when?
Mm. Oh, many, 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 many moons ago. I first saw her in Dublin, when she first played in Dublin in the early, I think it might be
1990s, yeah.
Yeah. 1991 maybe, right there about. She played in the RDS, and I think she played for 3 nights, and I insisted, maybe at 12, I insisted I was going to go for the whole 3 nights. My poor mother.
You didn't go for the whole three though, did you?
I did.
Shit.
I think that was the Rhythm of Love tour, and then she played then I think maybe the following year in The Point, once again I'm going to all the kind of concerts. And I even, I brought, my mother had a rose bush in her garden.
Yeah.
And the night before the concert, I said, I'm going to bring Clyde a rose from the garden.
Yeah.
So I went out, clipped the nicest rose, wrapped it up in tin foil, mm-hmm. put it in the freezer, and then carried it all the way to the Point Depot the following night. I threw it up on the stage. Now, I don't know, I probably hit the bouncer in the face with it for all I know.
Slashed him with a thorn, yep. But you got it. Did you ever meet Kylie?
I never met Kylie.
Did you not?
No, never. And it's the one thing I'd always love to do. Because I just love the whole Kylie-ness and just the poppiness and the happiness about it. You know that way? And even now, and I'm on the wrong side of the church now, but even now, if a Kylie song breaks out onto it, if I'm in the shop and a Kylie song comes on, I'm giving up the move.
In my imagination, there is no complication. They go together hand in hand. Ooh,
and I have a video.
When I'm in love
with you.
You have the video for which?
I have a video that my brother got me in England from 1988. I was sending a picture, and I even have it from my brother. And I have the date, the years that I got it. And it's the her video has four.
Better the
devil. I should be so lucky. Locomotion.
Yeah.
Got to be certain. And Jonas, I'd pop a quant on it.
Oh, yeah. They were the Stock Aitken Waterman years, weren't they? All that stuff. Mm. And then she became kind of a bit...
raunchy.
Then she got all raunched up with all those videos. All that stuff. Yeah, Michael Hutchins. Yeah, God, he really brought them down the dark.
And poor Jason got pushed.
Yeah, he was too sweet. Yeah, no, she needed a little bit of the other, which she got from him, and then he dumped her because he needed to move on to another model, which is, and on it goes. So now she's on The Voice in the UK. I think she's only doing the one season, from what I can gather from the papers.
Yeah.
I thought she was very good. She's very
brilliant.
Beautiful and seems to have a very nice, seems very friendly with it. She seems warm. Mm. I like the look of her.
Yeah, she's very. As I call it, kindness. She has that kindness about her, hasn't she? She's kind of the innocence and kind of, she's still kind, despite the raunchiness. In my term, she's still kind. She's still, I should be so lucky, you know.
No, I know. Did she ever get married?
No, never. She seems to be very unlucky.
She seems very unlucky in love, doesn't she? Yeah, because she's what, 45 now. No marriage, husband, kids. All. And I'm not saying that. I don't want everyone who's 45 ringing go, well, you don't have to be married to be happy. I'm just saying that. When you have superstars like Kylie Minogue, I was chatting with one of my brothers about this yesterday. And because he was reading an article about Natalie Imbruglia, who lives with a bunch of girls, and you know she sleeps with her dog, and that's fine. But you would think that women who are, you know, number one and gold disc, that would be inclined to at least, and men would have, you know, at least a marriage behind them or be in one.
Mm.
You know,
a few of them, maybe
a few of them, if they're that. You know, but Kylie Minogue, of all people, you would have thought.
Yeah, and she broke up with her latest boyfriend there recently, too. I think during her the latest album, Into the Blue, I think she broke up in the middle of that album.
That's sad, isn't it?
That she just seems kind of very, and that's what I said with the song, I Should Be So Lucky. It's kind of ironic that she's unlucky to an extent.
Sammy, I feel a thesis coming on. The Life and Times of Kylie Minogue by Sammy. Better the Devil You Know. Okay, listen, have a good day. Lovely talking to you.
You too, Ryan. Take care.
See you soon.